may well see him there. Avril is on the line. Let's get a chat with Avril. Hello, Avril.
Hi there.
How are you this morning, Avril? Are you...
Well, I would definitely travel by bus because I've just managed to extricate myself from a train that couldn't have got any more people on it if they were eating each other. So try a bus instead.
Did you smell somebody's armpits on that train then, Avril? Because I hate that.
When... about my own, yes. But when you're 5'2", you're in everybody's armpits.
Oh, no, really? Oh, yeah. That I can't bet when you're scrunched. It's bad enough when you're in a lift and you don't have to go far. You've only got to go up a couple of floors. But being on a train.
At least it was first thing. I think everybody was very cleanly showered to start with.
Yeah, yeah. You wait till you're going home again. That'll be a different story then, Avril.
Yeah.
Now, you are a psychologist, aren't you? So you can give us a bit of a take on what's going to be going through this lady's head today. Because, you've got to... I just really feel for her. To be fair, Laura Bassett, who she made the ultimate mistake, the own goal, which cost the ladies a place in the final. So what is she going to be feeling now?
Well, it's just inevitable that she's going over it and over it and over it and wishing it hadn't happened and replaying it and if only, because that's what we all do when something happens. The big issue is that that's okay and you kind of have to do that. But in sport, as in everything else, the faster you can relegate that to history and move on, the better it is. Because certainly, you know, there was a lot of books written about the inner game of tennis, golf, football, etc. And if you keep ruminating on it, it's just going to be devastating. But you've got to allow people their kind of mourning time. And for many sports people, and women of less experience at this often, you get beaten on a weekly basis and you have to come back. This one is just so much more significant. I think she will be beating herself up. And, you know, I'm not au fait enough with, oh dear, big train. I'm not au fait enough to know how... easily it could have been avoided or anything. I don't think any of that matters. You just have to go through the grief and then get over it because, you know what, it could make you a better player in the long run.
Do you think, though, that something like this, I mean, because let's face it, so many people were watching this game. It was a massive, massive deal, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was enormous.
Is this going to kind of like affect you going forward? Is it going to shake your belief in what you do? Is it going to shake your confidence?
I think you've got a choice and everybody has a choice at that point and you either choose to say, yeah, I screwed up big time or that was really unlucky. But you can say that was one off. We talk about permanence or whether something is temporary. This happened once maybe in her entire career so far. And you have to move on and say that happened once. That doesn't make me the kind of person who always does that. That's how a lot of us react to a setback. We'll say, oh, I was so embarrassed. I'm a shy person. That's me for the rest of my life or whatever. And I use my own example because I went on stage aged 8. It's trivial in comparison with Laura. But I went on stage, forgot my words, stood there for an entire song I was meant to be singing, walked out, never did any public speaking again for many years. And now, you know, I travel the world doing public speaking. It's a choice. We can overcome these things, even when they're very small. You know, sometimes they set up a real strong phobia. But she's got to be allowed her time to get over this. But then she's got to put it behind her. And I hope her football coaches are saying, yeah, big deal, on to the next game. You've got to do better next time. You learn from this. What have you learned?
I'll tell you, the worst thing, Avril, is, I mean, and even doing this, you can get so many nice messages and so many kind of like, you know, text messages that have come in that are nice. And then you get one that's horrible. So you could have had 100 good ones, one horrible one. The horrible one is the only one you're going to think about, isn't it? It's the one that stays with you.
We have a selective perception for bad stuff. We need about 3 times as many good comments to balance out one bad comment. But we have a kind of heat-seeking ability to find the bad thing. And of course, now people can be anonymous and be brutal in a way they possibly wouldn't be to your face. So, you know, I think there's something about managing the social networking side of things that somebody perhaps ought to screen Twitter messages and what have you, because there'll be people who want to be vicious. And that says an awful lot about them rather than the ones who show humanity. and say, right, get over this, do better next time. That's the best we can hope
well,
for.
Well, do you know what? Really, Avril, show me one person that hasn't messed things up at least once in their lives, you know?
And we've all done it.
And I'll show you a person that's never set foot out of their house and never had a conversation with another human being.
And never taken a risk. And one of the big problems for women is, I think, often they haven't played ball games and sports the same in the past. And so you don't learn to fail. You have to learn to fail and then do it again in order to know what risks to take. If we take no risks, never try anything new, we'll never fail and we'll have really pointless lives.
Well, do you know what? Listen, Avril, we will let you get back on your train or go about your day. But lovely talking to you.
Lovely talking to you.
Good luck on the return trip on that train. Take care now. Bye-bye. Thank you very much. That is Avril, who is a leading psychologist. Right then, a leadership psychologist either.